ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into Season 2, Episode 10 of From the Hive, the latest podcast slash radio show series here on KALA. I'm Ryan Schissel, as always, joined by Anna Vary, Sierra Mari, and Luke Vera. Before we get going, a bit of a disclaimer as usual. This podcast was recorded through the studios of KALA-FM, St. Ambrose University. Thoughts and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of KALA-FM or St. Ambrose University. So we'll start out as we always do. How is everybody doing? We just got back from Easter, so I guess we'll start off, you know, tell us how you're doing and talk a little bit about your Easter break. Luke, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so my Easter break was pretty good. A lot better than my spring break because I wasn't sick this time. But yeah, I went back Thursday night, got to go to Good Friday and Easter services with my family. Since my dad's a worship leader at our church, we were there. We were at church pretty much the whole weekend, which is always fun. But I got to watch some March Madness. I got to watch a lot of baseball because it was opening weekend, which was awesome. But yeah, no, it was a really good time. But as for me right now, my feet are cold and wet, and I'm tired, so not as good today.
Yeah, we'll dive into that in a little bit. Sierra, how was Easter? How are you doing today?
I also have cold and wet feet. I'm doing okay for the most part. Honestly, I don't even feel like Easter happened because I was just working, so I didn't really have a break. I did go to Iowa City on Friday to Saturday to see one of my hometown friends, so that was really nice, and that was about all the fun I had.
Anna, way on the opposite end of the foosball table, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Like you all, I'm freezing cold right now, but also my Easter break went well. I can agree with Sierra. It kind of went by really fast for some reason. But like Luke, I was able to go back Thursday, back to Iowa City, and spend time with some family, and also went to some church services, which was really good. And then studied, of course, when I had the time. But yeah, it was a relaxing weekend, and now it's a straight shot to finals week, which I'm excited for. I'm really looking forward to the summer right now. And so knowing that we just have a few more weeks to crank out, I'm just, I guess, motivated, you could say.
Yeah, for myself, again, cold, wet feet. But I would agree. I feel like this Easter break kind of flew by. It really didn't feel much like Easter to me. On Saturday, my mom's sister and I went out to Indiana, which was nice. Got to see my little cousins, aunts, uncles, older cousins. And then my grandparents went to see my grandma at the home she lives in. And she was a bit confused when we woke her up from her nap and the whole family was standing around her. But, you know, my little cousins are 8 and 5. And the place my grandma is staying at put on an Easter egg hunt for little kids. Just, like, out in the front yard. I'll let you take the residence, you know, outside. So that was nice. Hung out with my grandma, then ended up going back, doing our adult Easter egg hunt for the grandkids where, you know, just money in the eggs. Thank you to my family for that because I desperately needed it. And then, yeah, just had a lot of food. On Easter, ended up going just out to eat with my dad and sister. Did, like, an all-you-can-eat buffet at an Italian restaurant, which, again, did not feel like Easter at all. But like Luke, a lot of baseball, a lot of basketball, and a little bit of football. A little UFL football.
See, I turned it on, but I was like, yeah, baseball's on.
I watched it for like 10 minutes.
But I feel like I'm different, though, from all you guys, because I feel like it didn't go by fast. It was just the perfect amount of break after spring break, of course. But I just thought it was, I thought it was good. I thought it was relaxing. At least relaxing enough.
I will say, thank goodness we have Monday off after Easter.
That is true.
Because I know, like, Dave Baker, our boss, was telling, at least me, we used to not have the Monday off. And, like, students at Ambrose were petitioning and, like, protesting because they didn't want to have to leave their families and drive back here on Easter Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. That extra day off definitely is.
I can't believe they would even have Monday, you know, with school after Easter. That's crazy.
A lot of schools had school on Monday.
Yeah.
A lot of schools have it on Monday. Wow.
Yeah, we're very blessed and fortunate to actually get an Easter break because I know a lot of people, at least at public institutions, they don't even get a break at all. So it's like, how would you, especially those that don't live close to their university or college, like having to make that drive and then, I don't even know. Like probably I bet some people just stayed at school.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad to think about. But.
Do you guys rather have Mondays or Fridays off?
Mondays. Mondays.
I was thinking the same thing.
I don't know.
It was nice not to
see, but like the difference is, the difference is Fridays, if you get Fridays off, you still have to like wake up on Monday morning. But like you could still be excited about a longer weekend, but it's just like an extra day additionally. Like you could still have the Friday, all right, we're getting off today. This is the last day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get the extra Monday on the other side.
I feel like Fridays go by so fast, you know what I mean? Because we're already looking forward to the weekend. But imagine Mondays were always off. That would be nice.
You know, I was thinking Fridays at first. But I'm going to switch to Mondays for a reason that I feel like especially Luke would appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
NFL Sundays on, you know, just.
You tie everything back into sports.
But like. You don't know how tired I am when it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, right when Sunday night football is over. Then I have to go to bed and wake up at 7 a.m. for an 8 a.m. Like, that's awful.
Yeah, it's always the worst feeling watching the whole noon games, and you're like, man, I got homework to do. and then you watch the entire afternoon games, and you're like, man, I got homework to do.
But then
you turn on Sunday night football, and you're like, am I doing this homework at halftime, or am I doing it after the game, and then you just don't end up doing it?
I'll be honest. If the Bears aren't playing at noon, I'll do my homework during the noon slate and just, like, watch as I'm doing my homework. But if the Bears are on in the noon slate, my homework can wait till the afternoon.
Yeah, I don't do homework at all. I always try to get it done the day before Sunday.
See, I'd much rather have a Friday off. I guess you guys think Monday, right? See, I want Friday off just because I'm so motivated at the beginning of the week. But also with nursing school, it's most common to get Fridays off. Nursing school, you always get a day off. Right now, it's Tuesday for me, which is kind of challenging because it's almost like you have two Mondays, you know? You have a Monday on a Monday, and then Wednesday kind of also acts like a Monday. But Friday, because I feel like I'd be really motivated and then get all my assignments. I'd have 3 days to get my assignments done before the new week starts.
See, another reason why I think having Mondays off would be great, especially like come next semester. The way my schedule is kind of planned out right now, next semester, so my first semester of senior year, I won't have classes on Fridays. So, like, that would make it, like, a full four-day weekend every week for me.
That would be nice.
But this is all hypothetical. It will never happen, so.
I don't know. I think we can sweet-talk President Novak.
Do you think we could petition?
No. I don't think the four of us can pull it off alone. Maybe if Chase Mason, you know, he's running for student government president.
Really?
Yeah, if he wins, maybe I can sweet talk him.
Do you know who else is running or no?
Anna May and Jack Day.
Yes.
Vice president and president.
And then I think two freshmen.
Two freshmen.
And then president.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a few people running.
Yeah, I've only seen a couple.
Hear what they're about and then vote.
I don't know, but I feel like Chase is going to win. Just Chase knows everybody on this campus, so like.
So does Jack Day.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't think he knows who I am.
Oh, I don't know then. I guess I don't know. I know Jack well because I do B readers, which the listeners probably have heard about it if you've been paying attention. I guess not paying attention, but I've listened to previous episodes. I do B readers, which is a club where we go to the elementary schools in the area and read books to them. So I read to second graders every other Tuesday, which is pretty fun.
So you did it today or no?
Not today. We did it last week, which is really fun, but I think we're on for next week and then maybe one more week and then we're done with school. So it's coming to a close, but it's always sad. They gave us hugs before we leave because they never want us to leave the classroom. But
yeah, we only have 6 more weeks left.
It is crazy to think about.
That is crazy.
Feels like nothing. Do we have any more breaks coming up or is that it?
No, I think we're...
Oh, man.
We're just flying through. You graduate at the end of the semester, right? I don't want to hear, oh, man, from you. Luke has a whole semester to go. I have a whole year to go. And 2 years?
Year and a half? A year and a half. I'll graduate next December.
Look at us. We're all different.
I thought.
All in a row.
It was me, then Luke, then Ryan, Anna.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess if there's any student listeners and you're interested,
fill out an application.
Yeah, I think the applications, I believe, are coming out soon to apply to be a scholar bee. Yeah. So
that'll be fun. Do a lot of different things. You can work sports, social media.
It's a good opportunity to get involved, you know, at local community events as well as on campus because we do a variety of those events. And also to improve your communication skills and, you know, boost your confidence, I feel like, at, like, the interpersonal level and talking with people. I feel like that's definitely, like, the things that I've gained the most out of working here.
Well, and I feel like some people don't necessarily know this, but you don't have to be a comm major to be a scholar. I don't even think you don't have to be a comm minor.
I'm just nursing.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, take Anna, for example. She's nursing.
And she did such a good job as a scholar bee.
Yeah, like, it's literally, if you're a student at St. Ambrose, you can apply. Not necessarily saying you're going to get it, because only so many people can be taken. But, I mean, I think it's worth it.
It's worth applying for, at least. You know, like, you're not losing in any way.
And I'm going to say this, and I feel like if Dave Baker hears this part, he might make the workload a little bit more. But it is a pretty easy job. Like, you know, fun. You're doing social media, you're doing shows, but, like...
It's not too overwhelming.
Yeah, no.
We'll put it that way. Not too easy, but it's not overwhelmingly hard.
It fits in with your schedule. Dave is cool about being flexible on most things. You know, if he gives you a deadline, he wants it by a deadline.
It's another responsibility, but I feel like it does benefit, like, you in every way. You know, academically, at the personal level, every kind of level, so...
Well, we are...
It's a good job.
We're about 12 and a half minutes into this recording. Should we finally address the cold, wet shoe situation from the beginning?
I think we should.
So, I hate the Midwest.
Why, Ryan?
Like, what was it? Last week, it was like 60s. It was pretty nice out for a day or two.
More than just a day. I mean, I drove home on Thursday, and I was hot in my car. I was melting, so I had to take off like my sweatshirt. And now it's, what is it, like 40
or less? It's got to be 40, less, because today, earlier on in the morning, it was like torrential downpour, kind of. I guess I shouldn't say torrential downpour, but it was a very heavy rain for a good part of the day.
Yeah.
And now it is snowing.
And what are you looking at right now, Ryan? Describe your view.
Well, on this Tuesday afternoon of April 2nd, the day that we record this, I am looking at an active construction site that is covered in snow.
On campus.
Yes, on campus. Right outside of the beehive down here in the basement of Cosgrove. It's so depressing looking, but kind of pretty. I don't know. I think snow is always like it's a good looking photo.
Mm-hmm.
But not April 2nd. You know, the Cubs play a home game today. I don't think baseball is meant to be played in the snow.
But it's always fun when it is, I gotta say.
It is. I think it's just because it's so random. Like, nobody ever expects baseball in snow because they always put it in with, like, June, July. Like, that's what you think of. But I don't
know
if you...
It's like an April Fool's joke right now, for real.
Oh.
That's what I keep saying. I keep telling people, I think Mother Nature is saying April Fool's to us right now.
Yes.
Well, did you see Nurse Nancy's email?
No. I have not opened it yet, no.
It's like we're expected to get 1 to 4 inches of like just a wet snow, and the wind gusts for tomorrow can get up to like 45 miles per hour.
Oh, my goodness.
April Fool's, right?
Tyler Spencer, right? Tyler Spencer, if you were listening and you want to cancel class for Luke and I, especially at an 8 a.m.,
I think
we'll be willing to do a little work or something.
I already brought home my big leather jacket as well as my boots, so.
I didn't. I meant to, but I didn't.
Yeah, I don't have boots, so I'm just walking around in my tennis shoes all day.
Yeah.
Me too.
That explains brand new tennis shoes and
cold and wet feet right now.
Anna's lucky. She doesn't have to walk anywhere for the rest of the day, I don't think.
Oh, I do. I have practice tonight.
That sucks. I don't.
It did get moved indoors, I will say that. It was supposed to be outdoor, and it got moved to indoors, so we're going to be running, doing some conditioning, and then playing futsal, which is indoor soccer, so can't be wrong. Can't be too mad about that.
Yeah, our
maybe
our,
mad about the conditioning, but not mad about the futsal part.
Yeah, our football practice got canceled, because I think, actually, you guys got priority in the dome.
And we're not in the dome. We're on the WRC, like, the multi-purpose floor. I think it's like, the gray floor in there.
Oh,
not the basketball
court,
but, like, the gray floor.
Yeah, I figured you were talking about the dome.
Yeah, whoever got priority in the dome saved me a practice tonight.
I'm going to assume softball,
probably.
I'm going to assume baseball or softball or lacrosse.
Yeah, since they're in season.
In season probably gets that priority.
It is nice for me, though. I can actually eat dinner at a reasonable time instead of like 4 or 4:30.
I have so much homework due tomorrow that like I still need to get done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that too.
I'm gonna take the rest as soon as we're done recording this. I'm sitting down at my desk, gonna try to avoid putting the TV on, and just knock out some homework.
Do you ever go to the library?
No.
Really?
I don't think I've actually done homework in the library once this year. And like growing up, that's what everybody was like. You're gonna be in the library 24/7. I don't step foot in that library.
How do you focus in your dorm room, though?
Well, you know, it's a little hard because my roommates are loud and obnoxious when they know that I'm doing something that I need to, like, actually work on. But oftentimes it'll lead to me taking a tennis ball, something like that, and just whipping it at them when they open my door.
A golf ball? Imagine.
It'll hurt. Maybe that's what I need to start doing, but
Because my bed is right next to my desk, so I just want to sleep. You know what I mean? I don't want to do homework.
Oh, same.
So I just, you know, it's hard for me to concentrate in my dorm room, so I just go to the library.
Yeah, I'm with Ryan. I don't go to the library to do anything. It's always, I'm in my room. But what I do is I'll put on, like, the movie scores. I have a whole playlist of movie scores. I'm weird like that. It's kind of one of my hobbies. But since I love movies, I'll listen to the scores. And it always, like, helps me focus because there's no words. Oh. And I'll always turn on my, like, fluorescent light in Hagen. And that also helps me focus because I hate that light.
What are movie scores?
It's, like, the violins or, like, you know, the piano. Not, like, the songs that play in a movie, but it's the sound, like, the score, the instrumental behind a scene. So I'm a big movie person. I don't know if we've actually talked about this yet.
No.
But yeah, I'm a pretty big movie guy. My whole family is.
What's your favorite genre?
Probably action. But I will say that comedies is probably up there too.
What makes you a big movie person?
I'll plug it for him right now. Luke did a whole podcast series just about movies.
Really? I did do a podcast series. That was with Dave Baker in his class. I did do a podcast.
And they were good.
Focused on movies.
Like rating them?
Yes. So I like went through the background of it. I talked about the movies, the themes. I did like 8 episodes during Oscar season last year.
Sounds good.
Have you thought about revitalizing that?
I actually have. I talked with my dad. I just, in passing, I was like, you know, I kind of want to do this podcast again because it was fun. I like doing it.
I know Dave really liked it. So I'm sure if you brought it up to him, he'd say absolutely.
Yeah. The only problem is with spring football. Finding time to do that. But no, yeah, since I'm a big movie guy, I'll listen to movie scores when I study, and it helps me focus.
I listen to music in different languages, so I don't know what they're saying, so that's also how I concentrate.
No, because it'll get me mad, and I'll have to look it up.
Really?
Yeah, I'll have to look
I
up
I focus on,
saying.
Like, the melodies, you know, and, like, the flow and everything.
Every so often, I have a playlist on my phone, and it's just, like, acoustic country music, so it's, like, some of them don't even have the lyrics. But a lot of them are just like, you know, slowed down, mellowed out, and it kind of helps me concentrate. Yeah, no, I'll never go library. I'll go to the Beehive every so often, like late at night. And I don't know if I'm supposed to say this because I don't know if Dave even knows this, but like, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night once, I went up to the radio station, just sat at the table we always sat at, and studied. I think it was like finals week too. So
he would let you?
Well, yeah, but you know, 11 at night, I don't even know if my key was supposed to work that late at night. So,
real quick, since I want to know, what languages do you listen to your songs in? Since you know Spanish and English, obviously. So, like, what other countries and languages do you listen to?
I do a lot of Korean. like a ton of Korean because I just love that so much. You know, I did visit South Korea, so I picked up on a few phrases, but I'm not fluent at all. So I love Korean. I still do listen to Spanish, but I do like slower songs. You know what I mean? And then I do Hungarian as well.
All right. Well, Anna, what's your study technique?
Well, let's just say nursing school, you know, makes you feel like you don't know how to study. So I feel like I'm still trying to figure that out 10 weeks into school. But I'd say my top three places for studying are Health Science Building, in no particular order because it changes by the week. But I really like studying at the Health Science Building just because it's only open for health science majors. And so there's not a lot of people there. And the whiteboards are pretty big, so I can write a lot on the whiteboards. I have recently started liking the library just because it's so quiet. I especially like the third floor. And then one that, like, no one knows about is that the lower chapel is really quiet. And so I really like studying there, and especially late at night because the chapel's open 24 hours. And so I know my card will always work to get in there. So it's a nice spot since a lot of the other places close off. But I don't know. Yeah, nursing school taught me that I don't know how to study anymore. But it's just because it's a whole new testing style, it's a whole new way to test people. It's more application. So you learn the material, but you have to be able to apply that material in the test, which is really difficult. And the grading is different. And so it's just a whole new style that I'm trying to learn, but I'll get there one day.
You pass your test, so you do well.
Yep. All we need are 74s in nursing school, so hey, we aim for a 74 every day.
Fun fact, I have always done better on tests when I don't study for them. If I don't study, I do better. Because if I study, I feel like I'm going to pressure myself into thinking that I know it, and then I'll be second-guessing myself the rest of the time. Take the ACT in high school, for example. Studied for it, got like a 21, got into all my schools, but my parents were like, all right, you're taking it again. Woohoo. Didn't study at all. In fact, I think I was out until like midnight, 1 in the morning the night before with my friends, and got a 24 on the second go, which I know like some people still don't consider great, but like
improved.
Better.
Yeah.
I ended up not taking the ACT. I only took the SAT. It was during like COVID.
It was optional. The three of us, I don't know about you, Anna, whether you take the ACT or the SAT, like for our grade, I don't think schools really looked at it because, like you said, it was kind of COVID times, like tail end. So not everywhere was even offering the ACT or the SAT.
And yeah, like you, I did it once, but I didn't study the first time. Like I meant to take it again, studying for it. But yeah, COVID happened. I think I got like a 22, maybe. I don't really remember because, like you said, it didn't really honestly matter all that much.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I remember every school I applied to said, like, ACT/SAT optional.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, you know, it could still maybe help. So I still applied.
During that time when it was optional, you know, like, because you went the extra mile. You showed the schools that you did that extra step.
I was going to say it probably would have helped an academic scholarship.
Yeah.
Have a better score, but.
But I just did my GPA, and, you know, that granted me a scholarship, like an academic scholarship here, so that was nice.
So, earlier, when we were going over the weather, we talked about the active construction site we're looking out at. Shall we discuss what's going on with that active construction site?
Well, I at least know that the snow and the rain delays construction.
Yeah.
Because one of my buddies from Cedar Rapids that I went to middle school with, he's a construction worker. And whenever there's rain or, like, snow, or if it's too cold or windy,
they just won't work.
They won't work, partly because it's a lot harder to work.
I'll say it's probably a hazard.
Yeah, it's also the supervisor's call.
Yeah.
So it'll delay construction a little bit, the snow and all the weather that we've been getting, and honestly probably not done getting in this April.
Honestly, though, you would hope that, because they're starting this fairly early, they want it done by the next school year. Like, even a couple weeks into next school year. You would hope, like, come summer break, they're going to be able to work a lot more often, and it wouldn't hopefully affect anything too bad. But they are renovating the Cosgrove cafeteria. I don't know how often you three visit the cafeteria, but I'm a frequent visitor. I got my 7 meals a week, and
No, I'm very.
Oh, I thought you were saying me.
I'm a very frequent visitor of the cafeteria.
Gotcha. All right, Sierra, that good save. But as I was saying, like, cafeteria definitely needed some upgrades. Especially, like, I'll go visit my buddies at their schools. They'll take me to, like, the cafeterias. And theirs is so, theirs are just so nice. Almost like if you took, like, the food court at, like, a mall and, like, placed it in there. Like, just restaurants lining the walls.
Are you talking about the cafeteria?
Yeah, not here. At, like, my buddy's schools.
Oh.
So then it's, like, I come here and, I don't know, like, it's just, it doesn't feel like that great of a cafeteria.
Yeah. I've been to a few cafeterias. Actually, just one, Illinois State University. I was visiting my hometown friends.
Theirs is very nice.
Yeah, theirs was big. I was like, oh my gosh. It did feel like a mall food court style. The amount of drinks they had, I was like, wow.
Marquette in Milwaukee, theirs is also super nice.
I have been to, in Chicago, what is it called?
Loyola?
No.
UIC?
No, is it with a D?
DePaul?
DePaul University. I did sneak into the cafeteria just to look.
I'm going to say, you could have kept me probably going. I was like, just, all right, Chicago. I was going to go Northwestern next.
Yeah, DePaul. I surprised my little sister with a little tour of DePaul that I just led. I've never even been to DePaul before.
I was say, how did you lead a tour?
But I led it. I said, this building is this, and this one's this. And I said, oh, can't get into here. This one's this. And then we toured the cafeteria, which, and it was open to the public. It was just open. And it was nice. It was big.
Anna, thoughts on the renovation process?
I'm excited.
You live in this building, too.
I do live in this building. I have heard from some people that I live near that the construction starts way early in the morning, and it is a little bit loud. They have said that they're going to try to limit the construction sounds once it gets closer to finals week, but for the time being, we got a nice wake-up call to some, well, I don't know what they're doing right now. I don't know anything about construction, but whatever they're doing makes a bit of noise, which, you know what, for the outcome, for the goal of the project, I'm okay with it.
So I think what we're looking out at, I believe there's going to be a stairway entrance right here that goes, like, over the kind of bridge that lets you into the basement of Cosgrove.
Yeah, so they're redoing the entrance. Yeah. They're doing the whole kind of vibe and the color scheme. I think they're also probably, hopefully, upgrading the food as they've taken the requests of the students.
You would hope so.
Yeah.
As long as Owen the Omelet guy sticks around, because I'd love a good Owen Omelet. Exactly.
Yeah, so I think they're putting a lot of money into this project, so hopefully it'll have a good turnout. I hope. My one hope for this renovation project. I guess we should all go down the line. What's our one hope? My one hope is that we have more cereal options, because I, too, went to another university to visit a friend. I went to the University of Northern Iowa. I kid you not, they had about 25 cereal options, and that I was just mind blown, because here in the Cosgrove cafeteria, we have three options. So three here compared to the 25 they had here, I was just in awe. Like, it was crazy the amount of options they had. So that's my one hope for the cafeteria, is that we have more cereal.
I hope to have more drinks.
Sierra's not even going to be here by the time this is done. This is unfair.
I was going to ask, when is this going to be done?
Next year.
Really? Like in August.
Yeah.
In August. Wow. I'll be in here in the summer.
You will?
I'm working here in the summer.
So Sierra can keep us posted.
Yeah, she can give updates.
And then she can use one of our guest swipes to come eat at it.
Thank you.
Eat at the Cosgrove cafeteria.
You can use Anna's guest swipe.
Yeah, you can use my guest
swipe. Why not yours?
No, thanks.
Like,
Ryan.
What?
Luke, one thing you'd like to see out of the new calf?
I would say more dinner options on the weekends.
Yeah.
It's slight. Some slim pickings on Saturdays and Sundays, which, I mean, it makes sense. But at the same time, like, if people are there for their dinner option, they don't really have much to pick from. So
I feel like on the weekend, the brunch is fine, though.
Yes, the brunch is good, but on Saturday nights, especially, and Sunday nights, too, there's just pretty much the main line and I think the grill.
Yeah.
So I would say more options for especially students who have their main, like, food option is the cafeteria, to have more food options for them.
So for me, I'm actually going to give two. My first one, just, like, make it look sleek. You know, the renderings that were sent out to students looked unbelievable.
Yeah, all the, like, well, the bees getting incorporated.
Yeah, and, like, the whole TV wall.
Yeah.
But now my whole thing is, like, that's kind of what I expect it to actually look like. You know what I mean? And then my second thing would be just more variety of food. You know, I feel like, especially at the grill, there's always burgers, quesadillas, like grilled cheese. Like, I feel like we just kind of keep circling through the food options that we have. Every so often, the main line will have something fun or new. But, I don't know, almost like a theme night once a week, maybe, something like that. Or a theme night once a month. Just really something that it's like, hey, this is the day we get to look forward to of, like, trying something that probably we wouldn't get ever or anymore. That is going to do it for Season 2, Episode 10 of From the Hive. For Anna Vary, Sierra Mari, and Luke Vera, who are sitting next to me, as well as Dave Baker, our general manager, I am Ryan Schistel. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next week with Episode 11.